But I just want to go before the Lord on this morning and give what the Lord has put into my spirit. That I truly believe that God's going to bless us and take us further on for his work. Amen. Amen. I'm going to go to the book of Acts, chapter 9. We're going to start. It's going to be a lengthy reading, but we're going to start at verse 1. I tried to cut it short, but I kept going. Here it'll be obedient to God because I like to cut it short. Amen. Acts chapter 9, starting at verse 1. And it reads, Saul yet breathing out threatenings against slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men and women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as they journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have for me to do? Pay attention to that. And he said unto him, Arise, go into thy city, and it shall be told to thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth. And when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him unto Damascus. And when he was there 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him, he said, the Lord in a vision. Ananias, he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, go unto thy street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For he, behold, he prayeth, and he hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered the Lord and said, have I heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to the saints at Jerusalem? And he heareth the authority from the chief priests and bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hands on him and said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou comest have sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as if it had been scales, and he received sight. For with he arose and was baptized. Going to verse, I'm reading down to 22. Bear with me. And 19. And Saul, and when he had received meat, he was strengthened. And then was Saul certain these days that the disciples were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them? Which called on the name of in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent that it might bring them bound into the chief priests. But Saul increased more in strength, and confounded the Jews, and dwelt at Damascus, proving that he was the very Christ. Amen. That was a very lengthy reading that I had to read. I tried to stop where I wanted to stop, but let us bow our heads for a word of prayer right this moment. Eternal Father, once again, God, we want to thank you, Lord. We thank you for the word, God. We thank you that lives are going to be changed and hearts are going to be encouraged. And God, hide me behind the cross, God, and speak in this hour, God, to your people. Oh, God, because we know, God, you have called us for such a time as this. And, God, we just bless your wonderful name. We don't want to entertain your people, God, but, God, just speak what you said for us to say and do what you called for us to do. And, God, we have to give you the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 If I had a title for this message, I would put in this title, it would be, There's a Shake Before the Shift. There's a shake before the shift. Amen. Amen. And when the Lord put that in my spirit, no one likes to be shook. No one likes to be shook. Just shake yourself. Can we just shake ourselves? That don't even feel good. Matter of fact, that feels crazy. But the Lord put this in my spirit. He said that the shake is to get your attention. God shakes us and shakes us to make us. Amen. Just to alert us, to let us know that something is taking place. There's a shake before the shift. How many know that oftentimes we go through life and we're feeling this thing, situations, problems going on in our lives, and we're shaking, and we always thinking that the shake is always from the devil. I think we give the devil too much credit for everything that goes on in our lives. Amen. But on this morning, I want us to pay attention. We need to start paying attention to our shake. When God shakes us, the shake is to make us, it's to alert us. It's to alert us, to let us know that something's going on. Hallelujah. In these particular scriptures, here we see, Saul. He was on the road onto Damascus to do some evil. He was going on his road to persecute Christians, and he was just basically doing his own thing. Amen. And on this road, we all know the story. He was on his road to Damascus and to persecute Christians. And he got shook on the road to Damascus. He got shook. He got shook. I don't know if any of y'all know anything about me, but growing up, I was a pretty good guy, but I found myself getting away on drugs. And I got locked up. And God shook me. God shook me. Many times we always want to make excuses and mistakes and say that the devil shook us. Because we always want to convince ourselves that we did the right thing. But when I was on drugs, I made decisions and choices I've made for me. But when I went to jail, God shook me. I could have said that the devil shook me, but God shook me. That's why we want to pay attention to the shake. It took me a lot of years to remember, to understand that sometimes we get shook. It's the hand of God. And we want to put everything on the devil. One thing I want you to know on this morning, that when the devil shakes us, it's to take us the other way. But when God shakes us, it's always followed with an instruction to lift us, to shift us up. Amen. God shakes us to shift us up. Here we see in scripture, Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus, being shook on the road to Damascus. God wanted to use that boy. He didn't even realize that God wanted to use him. So God had to shake him and knock him down. And the scripture said he was blind for 3 days. He was blind for 3 days. And he fell to the, and verse 4 said, and he fell to the earth. And he said, and he heard a voice saying, Saul, why persecuted thou me? And he said, verse 5 said, and he said, who art thou, Lord? So evidently he must knew something about the Lord, because he called the Lord's name out. He called his name out and said, Lord, is that you, Lord? And the Lord responded back by saying, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And it's hard for thee to kick against the prick. Sometimes when God shakes us, your shake might not be my shake. Some of us are hard-headed. We don't want to pay attention to the shake. I had to get shook many a times before God got my attention. The shake before the shift. No one really knew that 19 years later, 18 years later, that I was being shook for the purpose I am doing now for the shift. And I come to realize that the shaking is still going on. It's always going to be going on. So now I'm learning that Every time when God, when there's a shake, I'm always meditating, that's the devil shaking me. I grew up. God showed me that God will shake you. God will shake you to make you better. Because how many know that there's different levels in God? He will shake you no matter how high you get. God will shake you at this level to awake you, to alert you, to keep your focus upon him. Hallelujah. There's a shake before the shift. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He will shake you. He will shake you. He will shake you through many different, he will shake you through your children. He will shake you through your job. But altogether, that's still a shake. He will shake you through a coworker. He will shake you through a church member. He will shake you through a family member. He will shake you through a friend. Why would they ever do that to me? God will use them, the very same people that you are very dear and close to shake you. Because he loves you. So God said he's chasing those who he loves. And in my spirit, I feel a shaking going on in this church because we're on good ground. And God is shaking us because he wants us to make us even more better. Hallelujah. There's a shaking going on, so pay attention to your shake. Stop giving the devil so much credit for your shake. Because sometimes it's God doing the shaking. Hallelujah. God will do the shaking to alert you, to wake you up. But here we go. There go the devil shaking us again. No, God shaked us to make us better, to shift us to a whole nother level, whole another dimension to him. Hallelujah. One thing I love about these scriptures, the Apostle Paul, he said, who art thou, Lord? He didn't make any excuses. When he fell to his eye, when he fell to the ground and he was blind for 3 days and he trembled. And the Lord said, why is he kicking against the prick? You can kick, you can't kick for so long. You'll get tired of kicking against God's will. Hallelujah. There's a shake before the shift. Hallelujah. Not our will, but Lord, let thy will be done. Hallelujah. There's a shaking going on up in the land. Hallelujah. But God sent me here today to tell you to pay attention to your shake. Hallelujah. Pay attention to your shake. Hallelujah. Because he's shifting you. He's shifting this church. He's shifting you in your own personal life. Hallelujah. God wants us to be the head and not the tail, and above and not beneath. Hallelujah. He wants us to be victorious. Hallelujah. In every area of our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a shift taking place. I feel in my spirit this morning that some of us are being shook on every side. Being shook, tossed and turned. Being shooken, shipwrecked, turned and shook. I was shook. I'm being shaken too. But I come to realize God is still making me. The more and more he shake me, the more God is shifting me and making me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The shake gets your attention. Hallelujah. How do we know the difference between the shake of God and the shake of the devil? Hallelujah. When the devil shakes you, he would never tell you pay your tithes. He would never tell you come to church. He would never tell you to pray. Only God, when God shakes, he will bring you to your knees. Hallelujah. God would tell you to pay your tithes and to come to Bible study and to go on a fast and to love your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Hallelujah. That's the shift. That's part of the shift. You're being shook, but that's part of the shift. Hallelujah. You got to understand, like when the airplane's on the runway, it takes off slow. But it gets speed and builds its way a plane before it takes off. And I think that we have to pay attention to the shape. Because when I've never been on a plane, but I've been asking a lot of questions because eventually I'm going to get there. Because I truly believe that the ship that God has taken me, I can't drive there. And some of us can't drive there, so we got to get that, the whatever, I don't know if it's fear or what, but I never flew. We'll fly. But I'm asking a lot of the questions. What is it like? What is it like to fly? And I'm hearing different kinds of answers and different kinds of responses, but I'm just trusting in the Lord that when I get there, it's going to be all right for the ship. Hallelujah. And some of you, I'm looking at the people that God is shaking you right now at this moment in time because he's going to shift you. He's going to take you places that you've never even seen and been before. It's this on this morning, this is not a shake from the devil. This is a spiritual shaking and awakening taking place in this place. Hallelujah. Pay attention to your shake because there's a shake going on in the spirit. Hallelujah. When God shakes you, he will confirm it by his word, by instruction. He will give you instruction. What to go, like he told Apostle Paul, where to go to the city. It will be followed by instruction. God will never give you something to do or shake you and leave you hanging. God is just that awesome. He will shake you and give you instruction. Because every word of God is pure, and he's a shield unto them to put their trust in him. There's a shift taking place. There's a shift. You got to get that in your spirit. A shift taking place. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but starting off early in the year, I was being shook on every side. Nobody even knew. I lost my brother, went on to be with the Lord early in the year. I was shook. But I was withstanding the shake. I was being shook. Some might have saw it in the spirit, but somebody didn't even pay attention. I was being shook. Being shook. But I stood my ground in the Lord. I knew God had a plan and a purpose for the shake. He was preparing me for where I was going so I can encourage somebody else for their shake. Hallelujah. There's a shake before the shift. Hallelujah. Some of us are being shook right now as I speak. Being shook on every side. But I want you to know that this morning, the Lord sent me here this morning to let you know that it is well. Because the shaking is from God. And when God shakes you, he's going to make everything okay. Hallelujah. God is shaking you to make you. He's shaking some things. Sometimes he has to shake some things off. Because we won't get rid of things. I think about me. I wouldn't stop getting high. I thought it was something good, something cool. But he had to shake me to lock me up. To put me away. He put me away. And I had peace in my heart because I knew that if he didn't put me there, it was either there or dead. Hallelujah. So he had to shake me. Sometimes we don't like the shake that God is shaking. But sometimes the shaking is, the degree of the shaking is determined upon the mistakes and the choices that we have made. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Some people, you don't even have to shake. You just look at them and they get it right. But if you was anything like me, you had to get shook and shook and shook. But let your neighbor know that there's a shaking in the land. There's a spiritual shaking about to take place at 9844 Mellor Drive in Laurel, Maryland. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will shake you to make you, to get his will. Hallelujah. Saul had to be shook on the road to Damascus. He probably had no clue that was going to take place. If God didn't shine the light upon him and knock him down to the ground and blind him for 3 days, he probably would never done that. He wouldn't never receive Christ. Hallelujah. And later on down in scripture, the Bible said when Ananias went, the scales fell off. The scales fell off his eyes. This is me thinking. I'm thinking that he probably could see. But he couldn't see in the spirit. Hallelujah. When the scales fell off his eyes, when God shook him, God knew that he was going to be ready. Ananias had dealt with God. He thought that, I'm not going to talk to that boy. Do you hear about this boy? That boy's crazy. I'm not going to mess with him. But God already knows when we are ready to receive. Hallelujah. So keep speaking the word of God, because some plants, some water, something, God will get the increase. Never give up on your kids. Never give up on your spouse. Never give up. Because God knows when the word's going to be received. He knows when it's going to be received. Just think of someone when they gave up on me. Hallelujah. Some turned their back on me because of me. I knew they loved me, but I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Be honest. Sometimes we get upset because someone turned their back on us, but some of you really tell the truth. You don't blame them. I wouldn't want nobody around me getting high neither. Drinking and smoking and doing whatever. Shook. There's a shake before the shift. My God. But by the grace of God, I'm still standing. I'm still standing by the grace of God. Hallelujah, by the grace of God. I count a privilege and an honor to stand before you at such a time as this. I was shook. Some decisions, choices I made on my own, but I thank God for the shake. Because he made me. And he shifted me. And I truly believe that it's going to be some more shaking going on. But I'm ready, because I know it's only for the shift. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a shift before the shake. Glory. Glory to God. When God shakes, he always will confirm it with his word. Hallelujah. Just stand on the word of God. What God said he's going to do, he will do it. He will do it. You just got to believe in your heart that God will do it. Just what he said. Back to the scripture. Acts 9:19. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days in Damascus, Damascus, and straightway he preached in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, "Is not this he on the name? Is not this he that destroyed them which were called on this name in Jerusalem?" And came hither for the intent that he might bring and bound them unto the chief priests. But Saul increased more in strength and confounded in the Jews that dwelt at Damascus, proving that he was the very Christ. My old neighborhood where I used to go and hang, I try to go back to make things right. I try to make things right. And that's what God called us to do. He wanted, wherever we wronged someone or did someone something wrong, we want to make it right. Because we never know the influence that we have on that person to keep them from receiving Christ. Amen. So we want to, if we find ourselves wronging someone, or things that we have done or said something to someone, we want to get it right. Go back and apologize. Get it right. Just imagine, look at Apostle Paul, Saul. This Ananias was afraid to even do what the Lord said. All because what he did prior to his conversion. Being shook. That's when humility takes place. Humbleness takes place. I don't have any problem seeing someone that I wronged and was out of character to go back and to apologize. Hallelujah. I see my nephew right here. A few years ago, I went to his football game. I'm sidestepping, and I saw one of the police officers I went to high school with. And he arrested me. But I had to go back to the guy and apologize to the guy for being my past behaviors. I said, I'm saved now. See this guy 20 years later, and I had to go back. I called him to the side. He was with his family. I called him to the side. And I had told him that, Pastor, I had told him that I had apologized because I wasn't in the right mind. I was like Saul on the road to Damascus, causing havoc in the land. And I had to go to the same guy I saw 20 plus years later and apologize to him. We hugged and embraced and said, Michael, I thank God that you are on the right side. But at the time, the guy always was a good guy. But I was upset because he locked me up. He was just doing his job. But now, that's why God would shake us. He would shake us to think right. He would shake us to speak right. He would shake us to act right. He would shake us to talk right. He would shake us to love and to ask for forgiveness. And he would shake us for the shift. The shaking is for the shift. The shaking is for the shift. I could have walked away from this guy, police officer. I could have walked away from him. Could have ducked and hid. But being the man that I am, I had to step to him and tell him, I apologize, sir. I thank God for the shake. Pride went out the window. I thank God for the shake. Hallelujah. There's a shake before the shift. Hallelujah. When God changes you, he changes you for purpose. He changes you to make you better. He shakes you to make you better. Hallelujah. I'm so excited on this morning for what God is doing in my life and in the people of God's life. And I thank God for the pastor and the pastor, co-pastor that we have in this place that God using to shake us, to make us. Sometimes the shaking is tough, but the shaking is well needed because the shaking is to shift us to a whole other level in the spirit. So on this morning, man and woman of God, we honor you and we thank God for your shaking. We thank God for your spankings and for you shifting us, for being the men and women that you are. Hallelujah. It wouldn't be no me. It wouldn't be none of us for the shaking, for holding, saying what God's saying and doing what God has given y'all to do. Because we are shifting. This is a season right now that we're being shifted. It's been a lot of shaking going on. But we're being shifted. We're on the runway now, Pastor. Co-Pastor, we elevate now. Hallelujah. We're on the runway now. We're shifting up. We're shifting up. There's a shake before the shift. Hallelujah. Early on in my marriage, I'm going to be real, being shook. Didn't know. Didn't know what I know now. But being shook. I'm being shifted now. Hallelujah. We're better now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and give God some praise up in here. I can praise him all by myself on that one. Hallelujah. We got to thank God for the shift. For the shake. Because there's a shift being taken place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you don't think so sometimes that you're being shifted. But God sure put that in my spirit on this morning that there's people I'm looking across that's being shook on every side. But God told me the shake was for a purpose. God was shaking some stuff out of your life. Hallelujah. But it's time for you to be shifted up. Hallelujah. Can we stand to our feet this morning and begin to shake yourself? Hallelujah. You got to activate your shake. Hallelujah.